T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speedtest. So baseball fans are connected to the Fall Classic from home to home plate with the most advanced 5G, more towers, and a signal that goes farther than ever before. T-Mobile has you covered. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Best mobile network based on analysis by Ookla of Speedtest Intelligence data, first half 2025. See details at T-Mobile.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
It is the JR Sport Brief Show here with you coast to coast on the Infinity Sports Network. NFL season is underway. NBA is going through its media days. NHL is upon us as well. But Major League Baseball, we're going into the postseason. That's right. We got postseason baseball that starts tomorrow. Yeah, tomorrow. We got these wild card games that will be underway. We got a bunch of teams that are in. We have a few teams like the Mets and Astros who are out. We got a team like Detroit who still hung in there despite how they finished up the season. And then we got some of the big players that people are looking forward to. Of course, the Dodgers and the Yankees, teams like the Blue Jays and Seattle surging as well. To talk about everything going on, what we can expect through the Major League Baseball postseason is someone who covers all things baseball for USA Today. Joining us right now is Gabe Lax. Gabe, how are you, man?
I'm doing good. How are you tonight, JR?
I'm good. Always a pleasure to have you on. Before we get into the teams that are in, let's talk about the teams that are not. I mean, we heard and got the apology from Steve Cohen with the New York Mets earlier today. What are some of the adjustments that they can make? Like, Pete Alonso is likely to be back, of course, right?
Yeah, you know, it's interesting what happens when you go onto the open market. Bottom line is he's going to cost a lot more than he did last winter when they were able to get him on a two-year, $54 million deal with an opt-out. He's obviously opting out. Great season, 36 home runs, I think, more than 120 RBIs. This year, he will not be attached to a compensatory draft pick, which a lot of teams use as an excuse to not sign guys. So he's he is an unfettered free agent. Absolutely nothing holding him back. And with those numbers, it's going to be a pretty big market for the polar bear. So they're going to have to ask themselves, do we want to commit to that? Do we want to make him a $35 million player, and commit nine figures to him? Because I'm sure there will be a fair amount of suitors this year as opposed to last year when, his agent Scott Boras just could not kind of develop the leverage and he ended up being signed relatively close to spring training. With that being said, interesting thing David Stearns mentioned at today's press conference is he wants to continue to try to build pitching from within. And that's the biggest paucity in the Mets right now is the pitching. So obviously Nolan McLean had a wonderful eight-start, I don't even say cameo, he was their best pitcher by the end of the year. And then the other two guys, Jonah Tong and Brandon Sproat, they, see if they can take a step forward as well. And that was kind of Stern's style with the Brewers as well, was kind of piece together the pitching, however. And obviously he has a lot more money to play with now, but, you got to pay for power. And I think, you're going to continue to try to do that and try to get more runs out of the production that they got from just a phenomenal, all three of those guys, Pete Alonso, Francisco Lindor, Juan Soto, they're all going to get MVP votes, quite a few of them for Soto and Lindor. But the production didn't quite equate to a team with such a big three at the top. So I think they're going to retain Alonso just based on the fact that, you know, they'll find another way to skin the cat with regard to solving their pitching problems, which will probably be a lot of depth signings toward the back of the rotation. Try to find a Griffin Canning, who was great before he blew out his Achilles this year, guys like that. So, yeah, I'd lean toward Pete coming back.
Yeah, Gabe Lax is joining us from USA Today. New York Mets not making a postseason with that $300-plus million payroll. A team that also, I don't want to say fell into the postseason, they certainly did. The Detroit Tigers, they are still in. There are no Houston Astros. And in the swiftest and best way possible, the Tigers are going to take on a team that pretty much jumped them to get into the postseason. They have a chance to go out here and beat Cleveland. Dave or Gabe, do you think that's going to happen? I don't see it.
It's a new day. Nothing matters. One and 11, whatever it was down the stretch, does not matter. 1-5 against the Guardians the last 2 weeks does not matter. They're going to hand the ball to Tarek Skubal in game one, and they're going to take their chances. And that's why, you know, you're kind of seeing them as a relatively, slight betting favorite for the series. Now, they've got a lot of problems with regard to, like, the depth of their pitching, first of all, and the sort of trustworthiness of their bullpen beyond a couple of guys. But that's not too different from other teams. I think the thing that they have in their favor is that Cleveland really can't hit. not a daunting offensive lineup. The two guys everybody knows you need to shut down are Stephen Kwan and the eternal MVP candidate, Jose Ramirez. And, you kind of know what you're dealing with. You're going to have a bunch of platoon pieces flying at you, but you're going to have a bunch of guys batting 190 trying to support these two, you know, absolute studs in the middle of, the middle of the lineup there. So it's going to be interesting. It's going to be entertaining. It's going to be spirited. These Rust Belt rivalries are no joke. But I do think the Tigers can push the reset button. I don't know how far they'll get, but I think they're going to get past the Guardians.
So, Gabe, you mentioned Skubal. He will be on the mound tomorrow, 1 p.m. Eastern time, trying to get things set up, restart this season and a new season, a postseason, against the Cleveland Guardians. We got some new faces here. It seems like the Mariners are always close to getting in, but don't get in, and this year they're in. What are the chances that the Mariners and then also these Blue Jays advance to the World Series? They look like they're situated from top to bottom.
This isn't March Madness or even the NFL playoffs, so you kind of use this term lightly or not at all in baseball. But the Mariners got the proverbial great draw. they earned it because they played their way into the number two seed and in a first round bye. They get the winner of the Tigers and Guardians, which means you're not going to see Skubal till at least game two. that's a pretty big advantage going forward. So I like the Mariners to get to the ALCS I don't want to say relative ease, but I think they'll handle the winner of that series. So, yes, they're definitely a live dog, especially with their pitching. You know, a guy like Cal Raleigh, I mean, 60 home runs doesn't necessarily equate to a postseason success. But they finally surrounded him with a little bit more in the lineup there. Obviously, Julio Rodriguez returned to kind of MVP-ish caliber form. But, Josh Naylor's been a godsend since he got acquired from Arizona. Eugenio Suarez took a while to get going, but he's back in the mix, nearly hitting 50 home runs. Key guy to keep an eye on, Brian Wu has a pectoral issue.
Yes.
Put a damper on the end of his year, but he should be all right. But he's been their best pitcher this year, so we'll see what happens. So I like the Mariners' chances much better to get to the ALCS than I do the Blue Jays.
No, the Blue Jays certainly going to have to deal with either the New York Yankees or the Boston Red Sox. Not necessarily, the juice that we got, 20 or so years ago between these two teams. But what do you expect from this wild card series between Yankees and Boston?
Oh, it'll be really good. And, these, even though it's not a wild card game, it is now a quote unquote series. it's still just bam and it's done. You know, the team that wins game one almost always, I think it's practically always won, the entire series. So it's everything tomorrow night. Max Fried versus Garrett Crochet. The Yankees finished on, I think, an 8-game winning streak, 17-3 down the stretch. But they're already, you know, Aaron Boone said today, making adjustments. They're going to take a couple of lefties out of the lineup, Ben Rice and Jazz Chisholm as well, to get Paul Goldschmidt's bat in there. That's how good Garrett Crochet is. He does make you adjust and try to, do the best you can against him. So it's going to be an incredible pitching matchup tomorrow. And, I don't think it'll be, that amazing, spirited 2004 hate fest that it was back in the day. But it'll be highly entertaining. Tomorrow's game is probably the best, definitely the best game in the wild card round, just because the two guys that are pitching. And I think I lean slightly toward the Yankees, just being at home, having a little bit better pitching depth, and the lineup, by and large, is in a really good place right now.
Gabe Blacks is joining us from USA Today. When you take a look at the National League, we know the Dodgers won the championship last year. They're trying to figure out where they can best situate all of their pitchers throughout, just even into the bullpen. They have a surplus at this point in time. And if they advance, I assume they will against Cincinnati, they take on the Phils right away in the second round, the divisional round. What are your thoughts on how things can shape up in this National League bracket, knowing that the Brewers are still there? They're probably the most complete team.
Yeah, it's really interesting. The great unknown is, the Brewers, the proverbial team that's, the whole is better than the sum of their parts. How is that going to equate to the postseason? Because they got a lot of guys, and they mix and match so well, but you shorten things down. You're facing an ace pretty much almost every day in the postseason. How is that lineup going to, take it to the postseason? So that's still a lot of unanswered questions. I'm not dismissing them at all. I just don't know. I don't think anybody knows what the Brewers are going to bring to the table. Very solid team, run the bases well, fundamentally sound, pretty deep. They can match up with you all day. But we'll see how that plays in the playoffs. Now, let's look back to last year for a minute. The Padres and Dodgers met in the NL Division Series, and when it was all over in retrospect, that was the best matchup of the postseason. That was kind of a mini World Series when you saw what the Dodgers did to the Yankees, pretty much wiped the floor with them. They were in an absolute battle with the Padres, who had to come through the wild card. So I think you're going to see that with Phillies Dodgers. Not to say that they're definitely the two best teams, but this might be, the winner may go on to win the World Series, and that's going to be just a phenomenal matchup. And obviously the Phillies can just sit there and wait, and then that little madhouse they got down on Broad Street will be absolutely rocking by the time the Dodgers presumably get there. Although I got to say, it kind of looks like the biggest mismatch of these four wild card matchups.
Oh, it certainly does. It sounds like you're leaning towards it.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speedtest. So baseball fans are connected to the Fall Classic from home to home plate with the most advanced 5G, more towers, and a signal that goes farther than ever before. T-Mobile has you covered. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Best mobile network based on analysis by Ookla of Speedtest Intelligence data, first half 2025. See details at T-Mobile.com.
You open the fridge, there's nothing there. So what's it going to be? Greasy pizza? Sad drive-thru burgers? Dish by Blue Apron is for nights like that. These are the pre-made meals of your dreams. At least 20 grams of protein, no artificial flavors or colors, no chopping, no cleanup, no guilt. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Champ coming out of the NL, who do you think will go ahead and represent the American League?
Yeah, that's a good question. I'm feeling a Phillies-Yankees matchup, and I don't necessarily take that to the bank, especially because the Yankees do have that extra step to take through the wild card round. But the Blue Jays are reeling a little bit. You know, just the pitching isn't quite firing the way they would like it to be. They're going to have to rely on a kid who just came up a month ago, Trey Yesavage. He's probably going to be in their playoff rotation. So that's a lot to ask. I think they get through the Jays, and then, that playoff experience, I think, and that determination that, wanting to get back there so badly, I think they match up pretty well with the Mariners. That would be a very good ALCS. But, tentatively casting my lot with the Yankees to get out of the AL.
Gabe, year to year, things can change so much. We have an expanded postseason now. We know teams can get hot. We saw what happened with the New York Mets this year, and then they can fall off. Is there a team, are there a few teams that you think will be better situated to make the postseason next year that didn't make it this year?
Yeah, a lot of teams with, a lot of disappointment, a lot of unmet expectations. You can kind of start with the Baltimore Orioles, 101 wins, 2023, 91 wins the year after that. A lot of injuries, a lot of kind of meh offseason acquisitions. They finished last in the AL East, but that young core is there. They need to kind of look themselves in the eye and get better over the winter. They need a frontline starting pitcher, but they definitely have a lot of things in place to flip from 75 and 87 to 87 or maybe even more wins. So I start there with Baltimore. Beyond that, it's a good question. I think that, the Mets have to perform a little better. They have to be better than 83 wins next year. I have confidence that David Stearns will push the right buttons in the postseason. And then beyond that, the San Francisco Giants fired Bob Melvin today. Be very interesting to see who they tap for manager with, Bruce Bochy perhaps run it back, reawakening the glory years. But again, they have finished 80 and 82, 81 and 81, 81 and 81 the last 3 years. So, that's not much. You don't need much more. You need a little bit more pitching. You'll have a whole year of Rafael Devers and Willie Adames getting used to hitting in San Francisco, which is not easy. It's a tough reality check for a slugger when you go, oh, my God, that ball didn't get out. If you're used to hitting at Fenway Park. Next year they'll know how to kind of better leverage their talent to the ballpark and know what they're dealing with. So, I see the Giants as a bit of a sleeper as well, pending, of course, everything that's coming around in the offseason in just a few weeks.
Well, we're glad that the postseason is here. Get started tomorrow. We got a full slate of wild card games all afternoon into the evening. Gabe, thank you so much for taking the time to join us. Where can people follow you and all your work with USA Today?
Yes, it's at Gabe Lax, GABELACQUES, or at MLB.USATODAY.com. And, we'll be pumping it out for the next 5 weeks here. So plenty of content to fill the bill there.
Yeah, best time of the year, if you ask me. Hey, Gabe, we'll catch you down the line, okay?
Okay, appreciate it, man. Take care.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speedtest. So baseball fans are connected to the Fall Classic from home to home plate with the most advanced 5G, more towers, and a signal that goes farther than ever before. T-Mobile has you covered. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Best mobile network based on analysis by Ookla of Speedtest Intelligence data, first half 2025. See details at T-Mobile.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards.
True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Once upon an office so dreary, Wendy's HR presentation made everyone weary.
Was it a bore?
A snore. Could have used more charm, for sure.
That's it?
Wendy opened Canva, looking ecstatic. She began to work her magic.
Docs, prints, presentations galore. All in one design. Not dull anymore.
The next day, Wendy wowed the crowd. They clapped loud.
I feel so proud.
Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at canva.com.